from Eric in West Haven. Where's West Haven? Keep listening and you'll find out. Hello, pastors. My wife and I were looking into a new church here in Utah. I've listened to a few services and I really enjoyed how they taught the word. I came across something titled membership. It kind of threw me off. It says if you want to become a member of this church, you meet with the elders and go through a baptism. Then the members will vote to see if you can become a member. Is this normal of a church? Ed Stetzer?
I think we're going to have a different opinion on this. I think this is going to be good. I don't know where Bobby is, but I'm going to stick with the Bible. And then we'll contrast that.
Okay, you do that. I love all those verses on membership of the Bible.
Exactly. There are at least two places where a list is mentioned. Put them on the list, at least two places. Clearly, there was enough connectivity that they actually could remove one another, 1 Corinthians 5:9 and following. They could remove one another from fellowship. So membership, biblically understood, is not like membership like American Express, membership that has its privileges, or like membership to the YMCA. I dated myself with the American
Express. Well, no, the YMCA is a thing right now.
That is the thing. Yes. So I think, however, the idea of biblical membership means that you're entering into a covenant with other people, that you're going to hold each other accountable. So the churches I've pastored, like when I've planted and pastored churches, they all had membership covenants, and people would go through a membership class and know what they're getting into and be a part of the community. We'd actually say the membership covenant together. And yes, there we'd also walk and have areas of church discipline if there were parts to that as well. So we took membership pretty seriously. But in Southern California, it's much less common. Brian?
We're much more laid back.
Well, there's the Bible and there's laid back.
Oh, come on. Those Bible verses, look, you know, this is how false doctrine starts.
Is this what it is?
You pull a couple
that's
verses
kind
of out
a of strong statement.
Build a
that's kind of
theology.
A strong statement. You need to read Mark Dever's
no,
book, A Display of God's Glory.
I'm not opposed to membership.
Yeah, but you don't have it here.
No, we don't.
And you know, Mariners doesn't either.
Yeah, we don't have it here. We've never had it here. But I'm not opposed to it.
Was Chuck anti-membership?
No, not necessarily. Okay. And you know, in some ways, this was how Chuck approached it. If you come here consistently, if you know, God's working in your life here, if you give financially, you're a member.
Yeah. And Mariners would basically say if you're serving and giving and engaging.
Yeah.
But I do think there's something to the membership covenant as well. Yeah. I'm seeing the big zero sign.
But that one part that he mentioned was a little bit strange. What was it? Like you get baptized and then we decide if you can be a member?
Become a member, you meet with the elders and go through a baptism. Then the members will vote to see if you can become a member.
Yeah, that sounds a little weird to me.
That's what Moody Church does. So same idea. So now you don't. Not everyone has to be baptized. If you're baptized, mm-hmm. but if you're not baptized, you know, it's a Baptistic church, you would be baptized by immersion following conversion, which I think is the biblical approach. And then you'd meet with the elders. You have everyone's a member of Moody Church, has an elder interview. I should say the listeners, I used to be the interim pastor of Moody Church for 4 years. So we would have an elder interview. And then the congregation always votes on who comes into the membership. So
interesting.
Yeah, and that's kind of a Baptist thing,
so
too.
So what did you do? Did you bring them up in front of the church and say these, we've talked to them?
You know,
baptized?
I don't like, remember Moody Church. What did we do at Moody Church? Because like what Baptists do, if you've ever been in a traditional Baptist church, like you come down for the invitation, mm-hmm. you pray and receive Christ, or you're baptized, or then you transfer your membership, and the pastor will actually say, all those in favor of welcoming these folks into membership in a traditional Baptist church, say amen. Everybody says amen. So it is, there is a tradition that if you're going to be in covenant membership with one another, you need to have a commitment to one another. Yeah. So I have a pretty high view of membership that's probably different than even my own church and your church.
But I do agree that there is like this covenantal aspect to it that is good.
You're holding each other accountable. Sure. Yeah. Like you're in this community.
Yeah. And I mean, I would even go so far to say that our approach maybe has been too casual. Mm-hmm. But people just come and go. They're not any commitment sometimes, you know.
Why are you looking at me?
They don't like something you say, they just decide, well, I'm going to go down the road to another church.
And we're all in this cycle. Like we're at Mariners Church,
that's not
Costa Mesa, or Calvary Chapel, or Saddleback. And what I think, I'm just the teaching pastor at Mariners, I would say to you, dig deep and great roots in your church and be in the covenant community, whether it's formal membership or not.
Exactly.
But what I would say is for this, the what's his name?
Eric.
Eric, that's probably a more reformed church like Moody Church is. And that's the way they do things. I don't think it's bad, or it's probably more than I would do. I didn't, my churches, we didn't typically have elder interviews, but I was the interim at Moody Church. So I would say, you know, I'm at Mariners Church, and I'm supportive of what we do, which is we bring people into community and service, and that's sort of like our member, our biblical membership.
Yeah, and we do that.
So, and so I think that what you described doesn't freak me out. It's just on the more reformed side of things, and a lot of reformed churches.
Now, Bobby's in North Carolina. On the other side of the country,
yeah.
It's a different cultural situation there. What did you guys do a membership, Bobby, when you started up?
No, but I did in the past church where I pastored for 14 years.
Yeah.
And I can see some pros and cons. I mean, I do feel like that felt a little extreme, like, you know, the members are going to vote on this. That makes me uncomfortable. That aspect, I don't have a problem with, hey, we want to make sure that you're baptized. We want to make sure that you profess Jesus. You know, some of those type of things, but then having, you know, people vote on it, that's that congregational aspect that can make me feel more uncomfortable. I do like the fact of having, you know, people agree and align around something. Like, I think it's important to understand and align around the theology, the philosophy, the expectations of those who are in the church. I also, though, think that there's things that you have to think through to navigate. So somebody gets saved and they really want to be a part of the church, but then they go to a membership class and then they're read the doctrinal statement and they get 10 doctrines and they're read a long sentence of each doctrine. And then they're signing off on, I believe in these 10 doctrines, but they've never really been discipled in knowing what those mean. I don't know that we should take a lot of security and comfort just because someone's been through a membership class that they understand the doctrine. You know, there's whole semesters on these classes. Some people get a sentence and then they're signing a document saying, I'm legit. And I think they need a lot more discipleship than even that.